Morning, bring me Alice, and down a dozen more shall go. One of the violin, let's go a dancing, made with excitement, pulses are throbbing, whirling and whirling, life and the throw. In the morning, bring me my list, down a dozen more shall go, more than a dozen more shall go, more than a dozen more shall go, down they go, down they go, more, more, more they shall go. Maybe it's better in Italian.
Champagne on you?
Maybe it's better in Italian. Yes, champagne on the singers.
From Mozart's Don Giovanni.
E fiavo fuori, non mi seccar.
Non ho padrone, non vorrei star.
Senti, mio amico, andarvi dico, ma che ci ha fatto, che vuoi lasciarmi?
Niente ha fatto, possiamo ammazzarmi.
Che sei fatto, matto, fu per volar.
E io non bollo, vai vantare.
E già
non ho padrone, andarvi dico, Ma per volar.
Oh,
Lord. cena.
'54, approximately.
At Princeton.
At Princeton. And it was a tradition that the students, upon finishing their examination, would have a party. And all the faculty would come, and it was in the basement of something called the Nassau Tavern. And it was a big old-fashioned tavern place with lots of tables and so on. And Feller was one of the more colorful attendants, as was Artin and so on. And the students had made up songs about the faculty. But the faculty were not allowed to hear these songs. You could, of course, guess the songs for someone like Tucker, but some of the other people were more mysterious. And in particular, Feller always wanted to hear his song. So he pleaded with the students to let him stay and hear his song. So finally they said, all right. And they did let him stay. Yeah. And it turned out he didn't understand a word. He didn't know any of these words. It was a tremendous anticlimax. I think we have now to hear Feller's... Professor Crowe will sing Feller's verse.
Well, I won't sing it, but Willie Feller, last in line, declared it was a crime for whore lines to progress with exponential waiting time.
Whereas a Feller incident was when Martin Schubig was a very colorful kind of guy, and he was a student at that time, but an enormous big fellow, and pounded on tables and did all kinds of marvelous things when he got drunk, and he tried to get Feller's goat all the time, and one time he just kept needling Feller about what's so good about this mathematics stuff and so on, you know, it's kind of crazy business. And Feller just pounded the table finally and said, I love mathematics. To that, Schubig had no reply. I love mathematics.
Feller told me one time he had a proof of the existence of witchcraft. Mm-hmm. And that was the modern sewing machine. He said the fact that the sewing machine worked was proof of food.
But why?
Because it couldn't possibly work. So how can it work? It goes through and pulls the thread down and pulls it back.
There's something hidden under the table. Yes, <it's not> bothering.
One of 12 people or so, the scientists that have been invited. And he read in the paper that New York Times or somewhere that these people had been sort of disinvited, that the people they wanted to see weren't going to be there or something like that. But the report said only 11 people. Well, he thought that was an error of just reporting, so he didn't worry about it. And he came up here, actually. It was the summer he wrote this Martin Boundary paper. He wrote it on the lake up here with the Lake Fairley, right near here. But he thought he ought to check with the State Department just to make sure he was right. And when he checked with them, they said, no, it's fine. And so he went.
Dup.
Yeah.
He visited Moscow, I think, only once.
It'd be about 1956 or
1960.
60, what is that?
1960, yeah. This was exactly.
He said he had been... he was told to give a lecture to Kolmogorov about agreeing to attend conferences and not coming. that it was common in those days to ask people to vote and so on, who you'd most like to hear at some big congress. And of course, everybody would vote for Komogorov. Who would they want to hear? Of course, they'd want to hear Komogorov. And so he was instructed to give to bawl Komogorov out for not, indicating that he couldn't come to these meetings. And he said when he gave his nicely prepared speech to Komogorov, Komogorov said, "Oh, that's all decided by somebody up there. It must be the same with you, isn't it?" And by chance, it had been in that particular. The Academy of Sciences should not allow psychologists, they didn't used to, because it would bias the field, that all the psychologists would want to work in mathematical psychologists in order to get in the Academy of Sciences.